Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes on need for 100% delivery of government schemes, calling it real social justice and secularism. President Draupadi Murmu confers Pravasi Bhartiya Samman on distinguished members of Indian diaspora for their excellence in different fields. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh asserts that government is taking transformative policy reforms to create a robust defence industrial ecosystem. India's industrial output accelerates to six-month high of 5.2% in November as compared to 3.5% in October. Process of nomination begins for 70 assembly seats in the national capital. And in women's cricket, India beat Ireland by 6 wickets in first match of the 3 ODI series in Rajkot. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the need for 100% delivery of government schemes to the beneficiaries, asserting that it is real social justice and secularism, highlighting his vision of Viksit Bharat in an interview with leading entrepreneur Nikhil Kamath. Mr. Modi said that he wants solutions to the problems, including water, toilets and electricity, to be resolved by 2047.
पहले और दूसरे टर्म में मैं बीते हुए कल के संदर्भ में सोचता तीसरे टर्म में मेरी सोच का दायरा बदल चुका है मेरा हौसला ज्यादा बुलंद हो चुका मेरे सपनों का विस्तार हो चुका है मेरे अरमान बढ़ते चले जा रहे हैं कहने का तात्पर्य है कि मुझे 2047 विकसित भारत मतलब कि भाषण नहीं है जी टॉयलेट 100% हो जाना चाहिए बिजली 100% होनी चाहिए नल से जल 100% हो जाना चाहिए सामान्य मानवी को 100% डिलीवरी होनी चाहिए
Mr. Modi said that being human, he may make mistakes, but he will not do wrong intentionally. The Prime Minister highlighted that one should have dedication, commitment, be a good team player, and make themselves available for the people to become successful in politics. Highlighting the importance of social media in today's world, Mr. Modi said that it is an important tool in a democracy and can empower democracy. Replying to a question on current global challenges, the Prime Minister said the world trusts India because there is no duplicity in its stand. Mr. Modi added that in the present global crisis, New Delhi has repeatedly said that it is in favour of peace. Prime Minister Modi has said the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue celebrates India's Yuva Shakti, their dreams, skills and aspirations, responding to a social media post by Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandviya, Mr. Modi said the government is committed to ensuring that more and more of India's young energy leads the reconstruction of the nation. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the prestigious Pravasi Bhartiya Samman on 27 members of the Indian diaspora for their excellence in different fields. Addressing the valedictory session of the 18th Pravasi Bhartiya Divas Conclave at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar this afternoon, the President said, "The Indian diaspora represents the best of our country." President Murmu said, "Indians settled abroad have not only carried the knowledge and skills acquired in the country, but also the values and ethos that have been the foundation of Indian civilization for millennia." Highlighting the significance of the Pravasi Bhartiya Divas Convention, the President emphasized the need of proactive and enthusiastic participation from every Indian, including those living abroad in the mission of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
The Pravasi Bharatiya Divas has, over the years, become more than just an event. It is a platform where ideas converge, collaborations are forged, and the bonds between India and its diaspora are strengthened.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today asserted the government is taking transformative policy reforms to create a robust defence industrial ecosystem with a strong focus on self-reliance and fostering technological collaborations. Speaking at the Ambassadors' Roundtable in New Delhi ahead of Aero India 2025, the Defence Minister highlighted the nation's advancements in the defence and aerospace sectors, emphasising the successful development of niche and cutting-edge technologies. The minister pointed out that India is now among a select group of nations capable of producing fourth-generation fighter aircraft, nuclear submarines, main battle tanks and intercontinental ballistic missiles. Acknowledging the dynamic global security environment, Mr. Singh emphasized the importance of collective action for peace and prosperity.
It is thus of paramount importance that the like-minded countries should strive together for collective actions for peace and prosperity. Without these, our future generations will not be able to take advantage of economic growth or the technological innovations that we are experiencing in today's era.
The ISRO chairman, Dr. S. Somnath, has said the date for space docking will be decided in a few days from now. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, he said the satellites are safe and the launch date will be decided soon. Dr. Somnath informed that NAVIC will be the 100th satellite launch by ISRO, scheduled by the end of January.
The current integration activity going on in SDSC, there are three launches are getting prepared. The first launch is for the GSLV with a NAVIC second series in the revised series of NAVIC 02. This is going to be the 100th launch, I suppose, if everything goes well. This is scheduled by the end of January.
The full interview will be broadcast just after this bulletin at 100.1 Akashwani Gold. India's industrial output accelerated to a six-month high of 5.2% in November as compared to 3.5% in October, according to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation. Among the three major components of Index of Industrial Production, IIP, manufacturing output climbed 5.8% in November, while electricity generation grew 4.4% and mining activity increased by 1.9% as per the data. The corresponding growth rates of IIP as per use-based classification in November 2024 over November 2023 stood at 2.7% in primary goods, 9% in capital goods, 5% in intermediate goods, 10% in infrastructure or construction goods, 13.1% in consumer durables, and 0.6% in consumer non-durable. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The nomination process for the 70-member Delhi Assembly started today with the issuance of the notification for the polls. On the first day of nominations, 9 candidates filed their nominations from different Assembly constituencies. The last day for nominations is the 17th of this month. Meanwhile, candidates from different political parties have started campaigning in their areas to woo the voters. Elections for the Delhi Assembly will be held on the 5th of next month and the counting of votes will take place on the 8th of February. BJP's Central Election Committee meeting is underway in New Delhi to finalise the name of party candidates for the Delhi Assembly polls. The meeting, which is taking place at party headquarters, is being attended by BJP President JP Nadda, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Amit Shah and Rajnath Singh, as well as the leaders of Delhi BJP. So far, BJP has declared the names of 29 candidates for the 70-member Delhi Assembly. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture Shivraj Singh Chauhan, during his visit to Chhattisgarh, participated in the Mor Makan Mor Adhikar program and the Kisan Mela organized in Durg district today. The Union Minister stated that the central government has introduced 3 important changes in the eligibility criteria for the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana in the interest of the people.
3 बड़े परिवर्तन संशोधन हमने और किए हैं आपकी मांग पर कि अब 2 पहिया वाहन होंगे तो भी उनको मकान मिलेगा पात्रता की सूची में नाम जुड़ेगा इसके साथ अब 15,000 तक की भी आमदनी अगर हर महीना होगी तो उनको भी मकान दिए जाएंगे सूची में नाम जोड़ा जाएगा और हमारे किसान भाई बहन छोटे किसान जिनके पास 2.5 एकड़ तक सिंचित जमीन और 5 एकड़ तक असिंचित जमीन है उनके नाम भी आवास की सूची में जोड़े जाएंगे.
And now news from Mahakumbh. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath launched the Kumbhavani channel of Akashwani dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister said Prasar Bharati has beautifully captured the essence of Mahakumbh through Kumbhavani. Kumbh Mangal Dhun was also launched by the Chief Minister on the occasion. Talking to Akashwani News at Prayagraj, Bhajan Maestro Anup Jalota appreciated Prasar Bharati for launching a dedicated FM radio channel of Akashwani named Kumbhavani.
Kumbhavani ek itna sundar naam hai kyunki 144 saal ke baad ye kumbh aaya hai logon ke andar kitna utsah hai to Kumbhavani bahut sundar title hai aur main chahunga ki iske liye main kabhi recordings karu main Delhi vishesh aaunga aapke liye aur kuch recording karunga.
Mahakumbh 2025 is not just a religious, cultural, spiritual event, but a model example of environmental conservation and cleanliness. It highlights the efforts of the government towards maintaining the purity of the Ganga, sustainable waste management and creating plastic-free zones. More from our correspondent.
Under the National Clean Ganga Mission, special cleanliness management measures are being implemented at a cost of over 152 crore rupees for Mahakumbh. These initiatives combine modern technology with traditional practices to ensure a clean and sustainable environment for the event. Over 28,000 toilets, including 12,000 fiber-reinforced plastic toilets equipped with septic tanks and over 16,000 prefabricated steel toilets with soak pits have been installed across the fairground. 20,000 community urinals have been set up to ensure a comfortable and hygienic experience for devotees while promoting eco-friendly practices. To ensure effective waste management in the event area, 20,000 trash bins have been installed to help segregate waste at the source while encouraging its reuse and recycling. To further streamline waste collection and disposal, around 38 lakh liner bags have been provided. This well-organized waste management system will keep the event area clean and eco-friendly. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Mahakumbh Nagar, Prayagraj.
Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today met with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Later in a social media post, the Chief Minister said that with the Prime Minister's guidance and inspiration, Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj will be a symbol of eternal pride. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast dense fog in parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh during the night and early morning hours. Around 40 trains, including the Kaifiyat Express, Sampurna Kranti Express and Amrit Bharat Express, have been delayed due to fog in Delhi and surrounding areas. Several flights were also delayed at Indira Gandhi International Airport today. In women's cricket, India cruised to a 6-wicket victory over Ireland in the opening match of the 3-match one-day international series at the Saurashtra Cricket Association Stadium, Rajkot, today. Chasing a target of 239 runs, India reached the mark in just 34.3 overs, powered by standout performances from Pratika Rawal and Tejal Hasabnis. Rawal smashed 89 runs, while Hasabnis remained unbeaten with a steady 53. In badminton, India's men's doubles pair of Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty reached the semi-finals of the Malaysia Super 1000 badminton tournament today with a straight game victory over Malaysia's Yu Sing-ong and Yi Yu Tiu in 49 minutes. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes need for 100% delivery of government schemes, calling it a real social justice and secularism. President Draupadi Murmu confers Pravasi Bhartiya Samman on distinguished members of Indian diaspora for their excellence in different fields. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh asserts that government is taking transformative policy reforms to create a robust defence industrial ecosystem. India's industrial output accelerates to 6-month high of 5.2% in November as compared to 3.5% in October. And in women's cricket, India beat Ireland by 6 wickets in first match of the 3 ODI series in Rajkot. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.